If then you were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. For ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall ye also with him be manifested in glory. Colossians 3:1-4. Valentine's Day. I suppose this would be a good time to deal with the origin of the holiday celebrated by a vast number of individuals that actually do not have a clue as to its origin. Having said that, I don't intend to delve into the who, what, why, when, and where of its origin. I leave that to your own demise. It is sufficient to say the Catholic Church no longer officially honors St. Valentine, but the holiday has both Roman and Catholic roots. I will leave the rest to your personal research and evaluation as to the importance of either observing or not observing the festivities of the day, understanding fully that a lack of doing so may very well cause a disturbance in the force. For the rest of our time, I would like to draw your attention to a preoccupation of the mind that will always be appropriate and beneficial. Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. To encourage Joshua, Jehovah said, "Only be strong and very courageous to observe and to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed, for Jehovah thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "If God is for us, who is against us?"